This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Barnes.
Third longest shutdown ever, the two political sides seem to be losing patience. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn saying Democrats don't seem to be willing to compromise on anything.
I don't understand why Speaker Pelosi will not come to the table and negotiate and find a way to secure the border and to end the uncertainty around the Dreamers.
But Democrats insist they will not give the president the $5 billion he's demanding to build a barrier at the southern border. Actor Kevin Spacey's flying into the Nantucket airport on a private plane today as he's going to be arraigned in a sexual assault case. He's accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
One arrest made for the shooting death of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes near Houston back on December 30th. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says Eric Black, 20 years old, has been formally charged with capital murder, and a second arrest may be coming.
Mr. Black has acknowledged his role in Jasmine's murder. We've also received information that this involves a second individual as well.
It's unclear if that second individual's in custody. Police believe this may have been gang-related and a case of mistaken identity. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's not on the bench today as the court's hearing oral arguments. This is the first time Ginsburg has missed oral arguments in 25 years. She's recuperating from cancer surgery a few weeks ago. The movies Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody taking home the top Golden Globe Awards this year. The award show held last night in Hollywood. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A bit of a change from the original announcement. Now a slow and careful withdrawal of U.S. troops is planned from northeast Syria.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
After a weekend of some pretty thrilling wild card games, the divisional round of the NFL playoffs is set with four matchups kicking off next weekend to determine who advances to the conference championship series. In the AFC, the top seed Kansas City Chiefs host number 6 seed Indianapolis Colts on Saturday. The LA Chargers visit the New England Patriots on Sunday. In the other AFC matchup, in NFC action on Saturday, the 2 seed LA Rams battle the Dallas Cowboys in LA, while the New Orleans Saints will host the Philadelphia Eagles in the final divisional playoff on Sunday afternoon. And tonight, Alabama and Clemson battle again in the college football playoff national championship game in California. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, and that's what it's all about, just for you, fresh and independent. We continue to fight the good fight on behalf of we the people. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We have a former New York Times reporter revealing that marijuana is more dangerous than you think. From the introduction of his new book, he says, using cannabis or any drug is ultimately a personal choice. What to do about legalization is a political decision. But whether marijuana is dangerous to the brain and can ultimately cause violence is a scientific question, which with a hard yes or no answer. He says, we have that answer, and it's time you heard it. The name of his new book, Tell Your Children the Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. Alex Berenson joins us now. Alex, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. It's great to be on with you.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this, because as more states have, made it legal and allowed for recreational marijuana to take place, the discussion is still dynamic. And what motivated you to go deep into this topic?
Well, what motivated me to go into the topic is that my wife is a psychiatrist, a doctor, and she specializes in people who are criminally mentally ill, people who've committed crimes and then been found not guilty by reason of insanity. And, you know, usually these are people who've done pretty terrible things. And she said to me, this was a couple of years ago, she said, we were talking medication. She said, well, of course he was smoking pot. And I said, really, of course? And she said, they all smoke pot. And I said, really, they all smoke pot? And she said, yeah, they do. You should look it up. And look, she's the one with the medical training.
Right, exactly.
And, and the residency and everything else. Mm. So I should have listened to her, or I should have just accepted it. But I used to be a reporter, so I thought, there's an old line in journalism, if your mother says she loves you, check it out. So I figured I'd go check it out.
Exactly.
And lo and behold, she's right. There's a very strong demonstrable link between cannabis and psychosis. Psychosis is, that's the term that psychiatrists use when somebody's having, they're having a break from reality.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It could be that they're hearing voices. It could be that they are having delusions that someone's out to get them. It could be a variety of things. And let's be honest, that's a terrible thing to have happen to you. It's a terrible thing to suffer from as a person. But it's also terrible for the families of these people. And sometimes these people commit violence. Psychosis, when it's not treated and when people are using drugs, it's a really severe risk factor for violence. And that's why people like my wife think that pot is, they understand its dangers better than anybody.
Mm-hmm. It's more than a gateway drug, is what you said.
It's more than a gateway drug. It's dangerous in and of itself. And the stuff that people use now is far, far stronger than the stuff that people, my age or I'm 46, or older used. If you smoked pot a little in college in the 90s or the 80s or the 70s, you probably think, okay, this is the stuff where half the time I didn't get high. And yeah, maybe I, you know, I giggled a little bit and I got hungry. This stuff now that you can buy in a dispensary is 25% THC, not 2 or 3 or 4% THC. And a lot of people use what is essentially pure THC. They smoke it. It's not a plant at all anymore. It's just a chemical that you're smoking. And that is very, very different and potentially much more dangerous than the stuff that a lot of people who used 25 years ago and haven't since think pot is.
Right. What about the demographic breakdown? Is this something that, only adults later on in life experience, or is this something that's preconditioned with younger kids who are involved? Because we know, currently that, this thing has gone across all demographic barriers. I mean, you've got preteens involved with marijuana.
So that's a really good question. And the name of the book is Tell Your Children for a reason. The fact is, most people who use, if they use casually in adulthood, they're not going to have huge problems. You know, it's like alcohol is, there's going to be some people who can't use it at all and need to stay away from it. But most people who use casually in adulthood are not going to have huge problems. But the studies are very clear that the younger you begin to use, and the more you use in your teenage years, that's when you have a really high risk of developing not just psychosis. So psychosis is a temporary thing, right? You go to the you smoke pot, you freak out, you really freak out, you wind up in the ER perhaps, and in a couple days you're better. But schizophrenia is a permanent condition, right? That's when you have psychosis that sort of comes and goes throughout your whole life. And there's now quite a bit of evidence that if you smoke cannabis in your teens, and especially if you smoke heavily, you are at significantly higher risk for schizophrenia. And schizophrenia is just a terrible disease. It just ruins people's lives, and it ruins their whole family's lives. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, Alex, I know in talking with other doctors over the years is that they tell me that it takes about a week to get marijuana out of the system. So when you say somebody who is highly engaged with marijuana, I imagine this is somebody who smokes pot on a daily basis as opposed to maybe just on the weekends.
Yes. So one of the things that legalizers have said is, well, if you smoke, there'll be more people who use it casually. There'll be more people who, maybe they have an edible once a week, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It turns out that what legalization has actually done in the United States so far is driven up the number of people who use heavily by a huge amount. So in 2002, before legalization really started, about 3 million people in the United States were daily pot users. And most of those people were using, or I don't want to say most because it's not clear, but a lot of those people were essentially using all day, every day. It's what the cannabis community calls wake and bake.
So you get up, wake and bake.
Okay. You get up and you're basically stoned from the minute you get up. Mm-hmm. And now there are more than 8 million people in that category. So that category has almost tripled, because what legalization does is, obviously, it reduces the risks you're going to be arrested, but it also reduces the cost, and it means you can just go to a dispensary and buy. And so for people, what legalization has been a boon for people who love pot, and those are the people who are most likely to have problems with it.
So in terms of the consequences now, it had been suggested, this is kind of nonviolent. What has happened in those states where cannabis is now legalized?
So that's a great question. And in the states that legalized, the first states, people said, the legalizers, the advocates said, cops are going to be able to focus on violent crime now. They're not going to be putting people away for marijuana. And this is going to end the black market. So we really think crime is going to go down. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in the four states that legalized first, which is Alaska, Oregon, Washington, and Colorado, violent crime since 2014, and I'm defining violent crime as murders and aggravated assault, really severe crime.
Right.
That crime in all four of those states has risen significantly faster than the national average. And that's even after accounting for population growth.
Okay, we got to leave it right there. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. More from Alex after this. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Surely every season do I get to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, this is the problem that we have in this country today when we exchange, the truth for a lie. And for whatever reason, that we have bought into some narrative, clearly that there's false evidence out there. And for Alex Berenson's wife, with the breadth of experience that she's had, Alex, I got to imagine this is like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction when, you know, she hears about these new states embracing and people so casually talking about cannabis. She just has to think, like, wow, you know, we have, you know, given license to young people endangering themselves and others.
Yes. I mean, it is frustrating for her. And by the way, it's interesting because, like, the data, so the violent crime data from the states, it's not hard to find. Okay, the FBI publishes something called the Uniform Crime Report, and every year they publish it. They collect data from all the states, which are collecting data from all their police agencies. It's one thing the United States is good at is collecting data on violent crime. Okay, mm-hmm. It's just nobody bothered to look because mm-hmm. you know. And I was at the New York Times, so I know there's a lot of very good journalists, but there is a mindset of. It's like every other fishbowl. People get an idea in their heads and they tell each other it's true. And what people have told each other about cannabis for a long time is all the arrests are politically motivated. It's not a dangerous drug. And anybody who says otherwise is just a crazy conservative who wants to put minorities in prison. And that's just not true.
But Alex, this started out with a lie. I mean, I remember when I grew up, Reefer Madness was the big deal, and that wasn't really an objective presentation of what it was all about. It was indoctrinal more than it was informative, and you know, that kind of seemed to, you know, set the parameters, you know, for marijuana. And then, of course, then we have the Vietnam War, and you've got Americans going and what did they do in the midst of combat to get through and to kind of deal with, you know, the pressures of life and death coming at them so instantaneously.
You're totally right. Cannabis has been viewed as a political issue for a really, really long time. But it's a drug first and foremost.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
Smoking it is not a political statement. Smoking it is about getting high.
Did we lose you there?
No,
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
For once, I only said one thing and shut up.
No, well, your point's well taken. And, you know, and as I have realized in talking with other doctors, they will tell you with, you know, young kids particularly, what happens, it stunts their maturation development. And I'm sure your wife will agree with this. And I've been able to observe it, you know, during my lifetime since I was exposed, you know, to the effects of it, you know, and it's been quite telling, not only on a personal level, but also on other levels, in observations of, you know, other friends and people that I have seen and what has happened to them that were involved with, you know, cannabis at an early age. And it really has stunted their growth.
Even for people who don't, you know, and listen, most people are not going to get psychotic if they smoke. But if you smoke pot heavily, I mean, I have friends, you know, reasonably good friends who I am certain that marijuana has been bad for them, has affected their lives, has turned their lives in a negative way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, listen, that can be true of alcohol, too. No one's going to say it isn't.
Exactly.
It can certainly be true of other drugs like cocaine and heroin. But the difference is cannabis is the only one of all those drugs where the people who use it and the people who advocate it for the most claim that none of that's true. And that's what's bizarre. We're being told, hey, this stuff is basically garlic that makes you feel good.
Right.
And it's just, I mean, that's just a lie. There's no free lunch.
Well, in your book, you say in 2006, about 3 million Americans reported using the drug at least 300 times a year. Wow, it's almost every day, the standard for daily use, right? By 2017, that number had increased to 8 million, approaching the 12 million Americans who drank every day. So we're talking a matter of time here. We're going to have more people smoking than drinking.
I think that's if current trends continue. Now, look, everyone's going to read the book and they're all going to change their mind, of course.
Right.
So, I'm certainly not delusional enough to believe that. But I will say, you know, I will say this: there's a fair number of people out there who smoke the new stuff, the high THC stuff, or, you know, and they don't like it. They find it makes them paranoid. They find it, you know, it really just knocks them out. They find that they're almost hallucinating on it. And so I think there's actually a chance that a good number of people are going to use this stuff once or twice and then not use it again. It's really this community of heavy users that we need to be concerned about. So my wife, you know, she's a psychiatrist. I'm very disappointed in the medical community and in the scientific community that they haven't spoken out more about this, because they know, every ER doctor knows about this, every shrink knows about this, everybody who's in addiction medicine knows about this. Mm-hmm. And you know, part of it is that they're also concerned about opioids, which I understand, because opioids kill people immediately, right, and they're a serious crisis. But part of it is they just don't want to deal with the backlash that anybody who points this out gets. And I'm getting it in spades now, and I know even more of it.
I bet. Well, I've had some interesting conversations, even with a couple of my kids, about this, this whole situation. And they, you know, it's interesting because one of them even said, I guess he must have heard Cory Booker's statement, who said that legalized marijuana, you know, that they're seeing, you know, actually decreases in violent crimes. But as you cited earlier, that's not the case. I mean, the evidence is so clear and empirical. How do you argue against this?
Well, you don't know, because you're just telling, you know, you're just telling yourself, you haven't bothered to check the basic statistics that are available. And so you say, oh, violent crime's down because there's some study that relies on, you know, one data point from 2013 that says that property crime in Oregon State went down. And again, this is a function of, and I'm not saying that the New York Times and, you know, other big journalistic organizations are not filled with good reporters, because they are. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that those people haven't taken the time, because they're so focused on so many other stories,
right,
to do a deep dive here. I shouldn't have been able to do this. I shouldn't have been able to write a book that had a bunch of statistics that nobody had ever bothered to look at before. And the reason I did isn't because I'm such a great reporter. It's just because I bothered to look.
You're right. Well, you've been an investigative reporter for 10 years. And, Alex, this is what, you know, the people are crying out for, is people who are willing to take on some of these topics. Because, you know, as you say, you've got a lot of talent, you know, throughout the media. And that's what disappoints me, is that right now they're so bogged down in, you know, some of these political shiny objects, instead of, you know, really digging deep into whatever topic that could make a difference in our culture.
I think there's some truth in that. I do, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just say, you know, I've always maintained that journalism, and at least when I took journalism classes, it was drummed into us that our number one job was to document history. And, you know, and I think that now we've lost a little bit of that in the process. Some of it is still coming out because today in, you know, this information society in which we live in, anybody with a microphone, a computer, or, you know, a blog, you know, can get a message out there. And so, you know, the thing is that's dangerous is in, you know, what we believe to be a free press society, you know, that's coming under scrutiny right now. And, you know, I'm concerned about what lies in the future in that.
I hear you, and I'll just say, you know, I can hear the music come out. I'll just say one last thing, which I hope that people who, you know, who find this interesting actually buy the book and
yes,
give it to their kids or their grandkids, because there's a lot of studies that show that the way you get kids not to use drugs is not to talk down to them, but to treat them seriously and to treat their concerns seriously. And I think that anybody who reads this book is going to say, hey, this guy actually, like, you know, he knows what he's talking about when it comes to science here. And,
exactly.
And, you know, and maybe... You know, maybe it doesn't do this to me, but if I look around, I can see that there are friends of mine who had problems with cannabis, and I need
exactly
to be careful with it. That's
Tell your children the truth about marijuana, mental illness, and violence. Alex Berenson.
If you are trying to quit drinking
or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At day 17, the partial federal government shutdown is now the third longest shutdown ever. The two political sides seem to be losing patience. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn saying Democrats don't seem to be willing to compromise on anything.
I don't understand why Speaker Pelosi will not come to the table and negotiate and find a way to secure the border and to end the uncertainty around the Dreamers.
But Democrats insist they will not give the president the $5 billion he's demanding to build a barrier at the southern border. Actor Kevin Spacey's flying into the Nantucket airport on a private plane today as he's going to be arraigned in a sexual assault case. He's accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Martinez live.
Drag up all the witnesses. We drag up those now. Living in our eloquence. Another old line song.
Bill Martinez live.
As I turn to make my way.
Well, our next guest would probably say if you can't stand the heat, you probably might want to change your life's trajectory. And because if you think it's hot now, it could be a lot hotter in your future if you continue down your stubborn ways. Just saying, Pastor Phil.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Good to hear your voice, buddy.
Great to hear your voice, and a Happy New Year to you as well.
Well, Pastor Phil is a senior pastor of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, California. He and his wife, Tammy, are keeping law and order there in Anaheim in spite of all the ballot harvesting that went on in the last election.
Well, it was pretty amazing results that happened, and it seemed like things were changing by the moment. It's amazing how much how many greenbacks got poured in here to try to gain some ground in conservative Orange County, and it actually worked in some cases.
Well, it's kind of amazing, you know, Phil, when you consider, I mean, you also have a heart and mind for business. Statistically, it's, you know, in any kind of analysis would tell you that it would be near impossible to convert these red districts so dramatically within one voting cycle. I mean, if that doesn't tell you that there's something fishy here in River City, I don't know what else you need to know.
Well, and I think what happens is we become complacent because we don't have an agenda that is aggressively trying to do, let's say, shift the culture in a negative way. We assume nobody else does either. Mm. I think that's where we really fall prey to tactics of in some cases the enemy, in other cases it's just a philosophical shift that people embrace that may or may not have any foundation for truth and righteousness at all.
Mm-hmm. But getting down to the core principle, and we've been talking about this morning on several occasions, Phil, is that we have to know what it is that we agree on, those things that unify us. I mean, Jesus called out those that were liars and that said, hey, you're sons of the evil one. You know, that would be kind of harsh and politically incorrect to call it for what it is. But the fact of the matter is that you either are for or against. You're either for the kingdom of God or you're against the kingdom of God. And the choices that you make, the things that you ponder on, are they advancing the kingdom or are they taking it away and putting other people at risk because of the influence that you have? You are wrongfully leading them down a path that may be wide but quite pernicious.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, it's interesting because we are very well connected with the city from a governmental standpoint, and we work with them a lot, and they actually use us a lot. One of the things that I've been able to do is be the moderator of a debate for mayor, but also for city council. And what's really
they had to bring the senior pastor in. There was so much volatility. They had to bring a senior pastor in to moderate.
No, what happens is that they actually love the fact that I'm able to fairly moderate a political debate.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done two or three of these now recently, one of which, the mayor one, was actually held at our church.
Wow.
And that's what I mean. I think there's ways to build bridges, but the point I was going to make on the city council one, which was recent, was there was one candidate that was endorsed by the outgoing mayor who was extremely liberal. And she spent a lot of time really twisting information to try to make a point. And it was obvious to me, I'm sure it was obvious to other candidates, but it was clear that, number one, she wasn't qualified for the job, and number two, she really lacked, I think, the perspective to keep things honest, straightforward, and answer correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, she was not elected, but it was a clear agenda set forth by the outgoing mayor to try to build that philosophical team as he was going out.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so unless we're engaged and involved, I think we're going to miss out on the opportunities when the big discussions come to have a seat at the table and help influence the cities in which we live. And that's what we've tried to do, Bill. And that's what I would encourage everybody. It doesn't do us any good if we complain but don't engage.
Exactly.
So we have to find ways to engage, even on a small level, just meeting a politician, going to a debate, asking the right questions, in addition to what we do in terms of believers, and that is support our candidates that are, you know, strong biblically and praying and all those other things.
Exactly. I like what Emerson Eggerich talks about. He talks about it in marriage, but I think there's a relevance here, and that is that, people, you know, confront to connect. And by confronting, it's not like all of a sudden you're going to go and blow somebody's house up. It's confronting, but you want to confront in a way that you hope to connect so that there's an exchange of information there and that both of you walk away better as a result of your commitment to confront and to connect, right?
Right. Well, and I've had politicians tell me this my whole life, that five or six people who actually contact me, I listen to because I view them as a block of voters.
Mm-hmm.
So if the five people that contact me are liberal, then I listen to that. If they're conservative, I tend to listen to that because I want to stay in my office. Well, think about that. If Christians are not engaging, as you say, and not confronting, then where are we?
Exactly.
We're really not in a great position to complain.
Yeah, and then you get all this silliness, like a wall. Is it a wall or not a wall? Is it, a metal? Is it a fence? You know, and it's all ridiculous that our government is shut down over semantics right now.
Yeah, well, you got to love politics because it's certainly you know, that that stepchild that everyone could hate.
Yeah, there's definitely a plenty of that to go around, especially in light of, you know, this new Congress coming into place. And you say, okay, we got some new blood coming in. Hopefully there'll be some, you know, some good out of it. But the media, of course, is tainting it because they're focusing on Ocasio-Cortez, AOC now she's become known as because her name's too long, so they refer to her as AOC, and some of the ridiculous things that come out of her mouth. But I wonder, you know, if her constituency says, wow, she's a knucklehead, or other people are saying, what did she just say? I mean, you know, you talk about a walking gaff machine, and of course we have Nancy Pelosi back in place too, so, you know, the gaffes will just keep on coming. You know, so that we have that to look forward to. But I got to tell you, you know, Phil, I was greatly disappointed in the representative from Michigan, the Muslim, who had, you know, her language, her incivil language that she, you know, said. And, of course, some people, you know, Democrats, well, that was at a private party. Well, what Mitt Romney said was a private party, too, but that got scrutinized. But, I mean, this is over the top for somebody to use the kind of language that she used about the president of the United States.
Well, it really shows you that, you know, honor is quickly fading from our culture. Because we are to give, as scripture says, honor, to those who are in places of authority. And so that one is gone. So that principle is not there. But also, you know, someone told me a long time ago that the person with the loudest voice or the most emotional energy will influence the room.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's negative, and I think what we have to realize is when we've got quiet, not speaking up conservatives, you're not going to get heard.
Right.
You might feel good at the end of the day because you contained yourself, but nobody heard you. You were just you're a wallflower that nobody heard. And I think that when we step up and say, no, wait a minute, here's where we're going with this, because that's the nature of politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's
exactly.
Confrontational. It is confrontational by nature.
And we have to be aware of the time and season. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone.
It's the way you like it. It's fresh and independent and loud. So turn it up 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller from Anaheim Hills, California, continues with us. And we want to talk about how your faith can make the difference for you, your family, and circle of influence, especially in these contrarian times. Phil, as you were saying earlier, it's easy to get knocked off balance, you know, when you consider the rush of, political conversation, the vitriol that's going out there. If you don't know what you stand for, you're going to get knocked over like cows in the pasture.
Well, exactly. And I think maybe it's worse, Bill. Maybe we get knocked over, but we don't even know we've been knocked over.
Yeah.
And I think that's the real danger, is that when the exchange of evil for good and good for evil happens, it doesn't happen in an instant. It happens over time, and then you wake up one day and you say something like this: "When did that happen?"
Right.
Or I wasn't aware that that was even going on. And so that's that's our fault, honestly, for not seeing it and being able to kind of read the pulse of the what's happening in our world. And there is the pulse has definitely changed. I don't think anyone would deny that. It's a different world today. It's a different worldview. You can't stop all of it, but you certainly can stop a lot of it, and you certainly can train up your children, and you can certainly make an impact on your circles of influence that can make a difference on a bigger picture.
Well, we've been focusing this morning on the principles, the core principles that we need to hold to. And for people of faith, is what is it that you really believe in? Are you holding to a biblical worldview? Now more than ever, if you do not hold to a biblical worldview, and if you even understand what that means, maybe you do without even understanding what it means, but regardless, you need to know what it is that you believe and what you stand for, especially in these contrarian times, because the media, movies, the current culture will tell you differently, and you're going to walk away thinking that you've lost your mind.
Yeah, here's just a really grassroots scale example. So we have someone in our church that is a very good hockey player. He's in high school, mm-hmm. and he plays on a team, kind of an extra team. The rink sets completely empty on Saturday, but they schedule all the practices on Sunday morning. And I said to this parent, I said, why are you doing having practice on Sunday when you could have it on Saturday? And he said, well, you know, that's a great question. I said, well, how long have you known that the rink's empty on Saturday? He said, oh, for about 3 years.
Oh, wow.
I said, how many Christian parents are on the team? He said, at least three quarters of them. And I said, so if the three quarters parents would simply speak up and force the coach, you probably could shift it to Saturday without a problem. He said, yes. Okay. But that hasn't been done. That hasn't happened even since that conversation. So the question comes, when we know that we can make a difference and we don't make a difference, there's the real problem.
Right. And because though that's a minor example, there are, dare I say, probably hundreds of thousands of little examples just like that where people do not take a stand because they don't know what it is they believe in, or they don't hold the value of that which they say they believe in.
Well, let me make that one practical and make it on a global scale. So it says, raise up a child the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart. Most parents think that means I will take my kid to church as long as he's agreeable and doesn't have sports or some other cool activity. Then when that child has learned the way of neglecting the pattern of Christ in his life, what he does is then they start saying, I'm going to claim the verse. You can't claim the verse because you raised him up in the way of sports.
Mm.
You didn't raise him up in the way of God.
Right.
So the way a small thing like that has global consequences. So now generations start to multiply that are raised up in the way of what's the most appealing activity that my son or daughter wants to be involved in. So now you have a whole culture of people who are totally unaware of this and are always making excuses for it and say, well, you know, I'm a Christian, but you're not, you're an observer. You're not a participant in the kingdom.
Right.
That's really what's happening.
And then you wonder,
promises.
Exactly. And then you wonder why the young kids are turned off and why they walk away from church.
Exactly. And this was actually the topic I spoke on yesterday because it was just so telling. When you think about the kingdom of God, it says it's not food or drink, but it is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
And so what is the kingdom of God? It's not the things you observe. If you're observing it and you think it's the kingdom, you've missed the point.
Mm. Yeah, great point there. Well, Phil, in light of where we are right now and what you've mentioned, I mean, God warned us about this. You know, we talk about it in terms of the prophetic, and I don't want people to say, it's too woo-woo for me, or I don't even think about it. But, you know, prophecy is very simple. Some people have tried to make it woo-woo and made it too complicated. But, it is a pronouncement of God's love for us, that he would tell us in advance what to look for. And the signs are here, are they not?
Well, they are. I mean, a headline, just war games, Iran and Russia doing some naval war games together just recently, which is an alignment of a prophetic scripture of Russia and Persia, which is ancient Iran, coming in a coalition against the nation of Israel. I mean, that's your headline. That's not, I didn't even have to open the Bible up to tell you, look, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you see these things, these alignments starting to happen. Whenever you start to see shift of nations and you start to see philosophical shifts to where things start to feel like they used to feel, they start to feel like 1939 again.
Mm.
And you start to see, I mean, who knows what's going to happen with Germany? I mean, talk about right. A nightmare of a country right now.
Well, they're paying for these migrants now. They're offering them money to go home.
Yeah.
That's how bad it's become.
Yeah. But so what they've done is they've shifted a country that probably had a good trajectory of success and moving away from that warlike attitude that had so characterized Germany for the previous 1,000
sure.
years.
Right.
You know, and now all of a sudden you see a new challenge that they can't undo. And what's going to happen in America, we're going to do things. We're going to make decisions that we cannot undo. You can't get rid of a problem that you invited into your household.
Exactly.
You just can't. It's impossible. So Germany has forever shifted because of it, one decision that wasn't thought through.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of China's announcement? President Xi told the military, get ready for war.
Well, I think, first of all, China is notorious for its rattling of the sabers. But I also think we have to look at it from a bigger picture, and that is that what's ultimately going to drive war is it's always going to be economics. Mm. Economics will always drive war. China's economy is not great. China holds a lot of U.S. debt, but their economy is not great. And so they've got a lot of mouths to feed. Thus, they try to do whatever they can to take over as much of Africa as they can and dominate that, because they need just the sheer resources for that many people, and it is just out of the, you know, over the top. Mm-hmm. And so I think what we're seeing is we're seeing not only the rattling of the sabers, but the honestly, what are we going to do with all these people, and how are we going to fuel these cars, feed these people, and maintain an economy that's thriving, especially in the light of some balancing of some trade issues that President Trump has brought to bear on the nation of China.
Exactly. And, you know, something has got to give here. I mean, and the thing is that look at the U.S. right now with its economy. I mean, we're the poster child, you know, to the world. I mean, you talk about the light on a shining hill. I mean, that light is really coming out loud and clear in terms of our economic success under Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, and I thought it's interesting going back to China. So Apple gives some bad news because of the, you know, China is a great you know, consumer of the iPhone. So the Dow drops 600 points. You know, a couple days later, the announcement comes out about the job, and it goes up how many jobs we have and how robust the economy is. It goes up 750 points. So volatility is the mark of the day. You know, because when the Apple stock, which I have, drop like that, I thought, oh, great, you know, but then I realized, wait a minute, this is all a balancing act. And if we look at not the weather, but we look at the climate economically in America, the weather is what's happening daily. The climate is big picture. Big picture, we're moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. This country, in terms of its spiritual content right now, Phil, well, I'll tell you, we are at a critical crossroads. If we do not understand, you know, I mentioned earlier, seasons and times, this is God's order of things. And this is an opportunity to make sure that we are synced up with what, you know, God's ultimate plan is all about, is it not?
Oh, it certainly is. And I believe we are at that crossroads. And really, we've made a left turn on the spiritual side of things. There's a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be proud of. But there's some left turns that are being made right now by churches and by Christians all across America. We need to kind of wake up.
But we also can be comforted to know that God is still pursuing us, because he's faithful to forgive and bring us back into the fold. But it is time for us to, you know, to rise up.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10 years.